2006年高考英语全真模拟，由全国高考英语听力播音，凯瑟琳女士、保罗先生朗读。一 第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Do you think the headmaster could see me before 9:30?
He won't be in until 11:45.
Is 12:40 any good?
Yes, I'll write down the time. Text 2. Do you mind if I open the window to let in some fresh air?
Sorry, please don't. I've caught a cold.
Text 3. Did you say sorry to your teacher, Mike?
Why must I?
You were late this morning.
But I wasn't. When I got to school, I was just on time for class. Text 4. Miss Dermot, let me ask you straight away.Do you think, within a few years, many people could work at home instead of working in offices?
Oh yes, it's happening now. You see, the communication industry has made such progress in the last 10 years.
Text 5. Hello, may I speak to Mrs. Arnold?
Speaking.
This is Sparkle Company. You're one of the lucky housewives chosen to receive our free soap.
That's very nice of you, but I'd rather go on using what I've always used. Thanks just the same.
Text 2. 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段对话，回答第六至七题。
Text 6. Why don't we buy a car, dear?
I've been thinking about it for a long time. I think it's necessary for us to buy one. We live so far away from my company.
Yes.With a car, you wouldn't have to catch a bus to work. It can save a lot of time.
Sure, but we don't have enough money at present.
Why not borrow some from the bank? I think we won't have to borrow so much now.
Well, let's go downtown and have a look.
Why don't we buy a car, dear?
I've been thinking about it for a long time. I think it's necessary for us to buy one.We live so far away from my company.
Yes, with a car you wouldn't have to catch a bus to work. It can save a lot of time.
Sure, but we don't have enough money at present.
Why not borrow some from the bank? I think we won't have to borrow so much now.
Well, let's go downtown and have a look.
听第七段对话，回答第八至十题。
Text 7. Clinic, can I help you?
Good afternoon. This is Frank Stone. I want to make an appointment with Dr. Milton, please.
Okay, Mr. Stone. We have you on our records. Can you manage this afternoon?
I'm afraid not. I can manage tomorrow.
I'm afraid Mr. Milton is not on duty tomorrow. He'll be here the day after tomorrow. That's Thursday, March 27th.
Fine.
Will 5:20 be all right?
Well, yes, but...What time is the clinic closed?
We start from 9 a.m. and close at 7 p.m. on weekdays. We don't work at the weekend.
I'd prefer a later time, so that I can come along after work.
Then what about 6:15?
Well, that's fine.
Clinic, can I help you?
Good afternoon. This is Frank Stone. I want to make an appointment with Dr. Milton, please.
Okay, Mr. Stone.We have you on our records. Can you manage this afternoon?
I'm afraid not. I can manage tomorrow.
I'm afraid Mr. Milton is not on duty tomorrow. He'll be here the day after tomorrow. That's Thursday, March 27th.
Fine.
Will 5:20 be all right?
Well, yes, but what time is the clinic closed?
We start from 9 a.m. and close at 7 p.m. on weekdays. We don't work at the weekend.
I'd prefer a later time, so that I can come along after work.
Then what about 6:15?
Well, that's fine.
Listen to the 8th dialogue. Answer the 11-13 questions.
Text 8. Good morning, Mrs. Adams. How are you today?
Oh, not very well. I've caught a bad cold.
Have you got a temperature?
Yes, I've got a fever.
Are you coughing?
Yes, especially at night. It's quite bad then, and I can't go to sleep.
Oh, I see. I can understand that. I think you've got the flu. I suggest you should not go to work and take this medicine once every 4 hours.
What else should I do?
Drink more water and have a good rest.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Good morning, Mrs. Adams. How are you today?
Oh, not very well. I've caught a bad cold.
Have you got a temperature?
Yes, I've got a fever.
Are you coughing?
Yes, especially at night. It's quite bad then, and I can't go to sleep.
Oh, I see. I can understand that.I think you've got the flu. I suggest you should not go to work and take this medicine once every 4 hours.
What else should I do?
Drink more water and have a good rest.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
听第九段对话，回答第14至16题。
Text 9. Let me help you to some more fish.
The fish is delicious, but I've had enough now.I'd like to have some soup.
Here it is. Help yourself.
Thanks. I didn't know you were so good at cooking. If my wife were here, she would be surprised, as I am.
Well, bring your wife too if you come here next time. I haven't seen her for quite some time.
Sure I will. My wife will be very happy to see you too. Well, I'm full now. Thank you for your wonderful meal.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Let me help you to some more fish.
The fish is delicious, but I've had enough now. I'd like to have some soup.
Here it is. Help yourself.
Thanks. I didn't know you were so good at cooking. If my wife were here, she would be surprised, as I am.
Well, bring your wife too if you come here next time. I haven't seen her for quite some time.
Sure I will. My wife will be very happy to see you too. Well, I'm full now. Thank you for your wonderful meal.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Text 10. Good morning, and welcome to the BBC News Special. Have you ever heard of a 4-year-old college student? But this is true of Nicholas McMahon, who is now studying at college because he's too clever for school. Nicholas spoke well before he was one. At 18 months, he took telephone messages for his parents. At 2, he began to learn French. The strange thing about Nicholas is that he taught himself to read before he could speak. His parents knew immediately that he could read. When he could speak, he corrected their spelling. He tried 2 different schools, but he was bored and unhappy, and his parents decided that he couldn't stay there. His parents did not have enough time to prepare special lessons for Nicholas. The McMahons had no idea what to do with him. Then, the West London Institute offered to help. Nicholas spends some of his time there and also studies at home. He reads a newspaper every day, and he can play the violin well. He doesn't have any social life in school. Nicholas is a clever child, and the teachers want to help him in every way. Good morning, and welcome to the BBC News Special. Have you ever heard of a 4-year-old college student? But this is true of Nicholas McMahon, who is now studying at college because he's too clever for school. Nicholas spoke well before he was one. At 18 months, he took telephone messages for his parents. At 2, he began to learn French. The strange thing about Nicholas is that he taught himself to read before he could speak. His parents knew immediately that he could read. When he could speak, he corrected their spelling. He tried 2 different schools, but he was bored and unhappy, and his parents decided that he couldn't stay there. His parents did not have enough time to prepare special lessons for Nicholas. The McMahons had no idea what to do with him. Then, the West London Institute offered to help. Nicholas spends some of his time there and also studies at home. He reads a newspaper every day, and he can play the violin well. He doesn't have any social life in school. Nicholas is a clever child, and the teachers want to help him in every way.